afternoon and welcome to Indie Business Radio for December 15th, 2008. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Today's media partner is Essential Wholesale, and they're celebrating the season of Advent with some great sales over there on cosmetic bases and private label services just for you. It's not too late to put together some last-minute holiday gifts or holiday product lines just in time to celebrate your holiday season and that of your customers as well. So head on over to www.essentialwholesale.com to find out more. And also, if you're interested in aromatherapy, the owner of Essential Wholesale, the co-owner actually, has just started a new series of aromatherapy posts at her blog. So if you've ever wondered how to use aromatherapy, what it is, how to choose essential oils, what they're for, and how you can use them in your personal life, then you'll want to head on over to the blog at www.essentialu.com, and that's the letter U, essentialu.com, for all kinds of interesting posts that are coming up just for you on the topic of aromatherapy. Well, you know, aromatherapy is indeed a hot topic, and anyone who's interested in alternative health issues, and us small business owners, we small business owners are certainly interested in that, because we have to remain healthy and stay on top of things in order to run our businesses effectively. And aromatherapy is one of the natural types of alternatives that we can use to help us do that. But another one is Chinese medicine, and that's something that I am very curious about. I know very little about it, and that's why I'm so excited to have today's guest on the show. Her name is Michelle O'Shaughnessy, and she is a licensed esthetician and also has a master's degree in Oriental Medicine from the Florida College of Integrative Medicine. She is also the author of this fantastic book, which is called Nourish Your Skin and Body with Traditional Chinese Medicine. And Michelle is here to give us an overview of what Chinese medicine is and how we can use it as small business owners to be as healthy as possible. Michelle, welcome to Indie Business Radio.
Thank you, Donna Maria. Thank you for asking me to speak today.
Oh, we're really excited to have you. Tell us a little bit, Michelle, about how you ended up, you know, involved in Chinese medicine. I understand things did not start off that way.
No, they did not. I was an esthetician for over 15 years, loving my profession, traveling to many destination spas around the United States, training the massage therapists and the estheticians on different treatments. And the company that I worked for was a professional French skincare line called Sotis. And they started implementing these Chinese concepts to their body treatments. And being raised here in the United States, I didn't understand meridians, I didn't understand qi, and I didn't understand what I was supposed to be teaching. And they kept on saying, well, just read the slide, don't ask us any questions. And being a trainer, you have to be able to take it apart, understand it, and really explain it to other people. So I went for a master's degree in skin, and in the process, I wrote my paper on traditional Chinese medicine and fell madly in love with the medicine. And for your small business owners, what I want them to know is this preventative medicine. This will help them keep well and healthy so they don't have to go to the doctors and get prescriptions. It's to keep them in optimal health so they can run their businesses and stay healthy. We see the signs. We keep you going so that you're not going in after you're already sick and feeling bad.
Right, right. And so for those who are out there listening, those indie business owners, I see we've got some viewers and some listeners today, you can feel free to post any questions that you have to the chat area right underneath the picture that you're seeing there of me talking. You can post your questions there. You can, talk with me. And if you have a question, I'll ask it of Michelle. And, of course, Michelle, if you're on indiebusinessblog.com, you can see the questions as well. But if not, that's okay because I can see them, and I'll make sure I ask them too. So, Michelle, for people who don't have any idea what Chinese medicine is, what's the most logical place to start with understanding how to embrace some of the concepts we're going to talk today for beginners?
Trying to think real quick. The idea of that our body is full of qi, which one of the concepts that they always use in traditional Chinese medicine is this idea of qi, so qi, that a lot of times people will say qi. In Japanese, it's called ki, which is qi, and in Indian or Vedic culture, it's called prana. And it's this wonderful energy inside our body that makes us move, makes us run, makes our eyes move, our heart pump, our lungs breathe, our digestion work, is all because of this wonderful energy that we have in our body called chi. This chi in our body is given to us by our inheritance from our DNA, but it's also acquired by the foods that we eat, the things that we drink, and the thoughts that we put into the body. And if they're not healthy, in the long run, we're not going to be healthy.
So we kind of start with the concept of energy, which is obviously universal, and it's called qi when it comes to Chinese medicine.
Yes.
And so, if you're just starting out and you really don't know where to start with the concept of what to do with this qi, I guess we all have it, right? It's just a question of what kind of qi it is.
We all have qi. You will know when your qi is low when you wake up in the morning and you don't want to get out of bed.
Okay. Well, how do you know if the reason for that, I mean, obviously if you're sick, that could explain it, but how do you know if it's qi if you're not really ill? How do you know that it's not stress or, you know, just, you know, the guy that you want him to call you and he's not calling? I mean, how do you know what it is?
When you need about two or three espressos to get out of bed, or you just need your three or four cups of coffee or soda to get yourself moving and going for the day, and of course you don't have a cold and you're not sick and it's not medication, then that means that the chi of the body is weak. And we need to rev it up with either acupuncture, Chinese needles, or Chinese herbs, or possibly a diet modification.
Okay, so let's get started then. We have this issue where we don't feel like getting out of bed and we feel like our chi is out of balance, but we don't know where to start. We're going to go get your book.
Okay.
But while we're waiting for it to get shipped to us, where do we start? What do we do?
Some of the things that one can do is they can go to an acupuncturist. There's a lot of them around. They can find out by their school, acupuncture school around the area, or a friend who they recommend to get some acupuncture, or they can start taking maybe some Chinese herbs. There's some wonderful Chinese herbs like ginseng, Siberian ginseng, American ginseng, astragalus, even some of your mushrooms, your and some of the berries also help. We have goji berries, we have the maitake mushrooms. All those help to build up the body internally to give you a little bit more energy.
Okay, so when we go to buy these things from, I guess, our local health food store, Michelle,
right,
are there instructional information that come with these items when we purchase them typically?
They come in different ways. You can buy ginseng or astragalus in either a tincture, which is a little dropper that you put underneath your tongue, and it will say take about one or two droppers a day. You can buy them in capsules. Or you can even just buy a tea and just have a cup of, like I had this morning, green tea and ginseng.
Oh, okay. And that comes already, it's already in the tea bag, right?
Already in the tea bag. All you have to do is add water. But it's different than having a cup of coffee, which is basically just hitting your adrenals, giving you a shot of energy, but then in about 2 hours you're going to feel tired.
Oh,
this is building you back up from the inside.
Is it fair to say, Michelle, that in the case of green tea with ginseng, for example, and coffee, they're both stimulants, but they work differently?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a
yes.
Like they're both natural too, right? Because coffee's natural. So what is the long-term difference of drinking, you know, a cup of coffee every day versus a cup of ginseng and green tea every day?
Well, coffee, of course, is a diuretic, so it's going to dry out your skin in the long run. Second of all, the liver does not like the acid taste of the coffee to your liver, so it basically builds up toxins in your liver. While ginseng builds up the body internally, green tea is full of antioxidants, wonderful for the skin, wonderful for the body, and giving you some wonderful vitamin A and vitamin C.
Okay, so for those of us who know absolutely nothing about this, the first two things we can do is get our hands on some green tea and some ginseng, either in tincture or tea form, and follow the instructions on the package of that we can get at any health food store.
Now, there is those lovely drinks out there called Red Bull or the other that do have ginseng, but they're awful because they're caffeine, ginseng, and a whole bunch of sugar and sucrose. I'm not advocating that at all.
And for the most part, Michelle, at a trusted local health food store, we probably wouldn't see much of those, right?
Right.
Okay. So it's a sign if we do, I would guess, and maybe not a very good one. Okay, so that's something that we can all do even today if we're sort of feeling this. So, Michelle, your book also talks about yin and yang, and those are two terms that everybody's heard of, and we've all seen the beautiful Chinese symbol that symbolizes yin and yang, but not everyone knows exactly what that is and how it relates to health. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yes, yin and yang, of course, we've known the symbol for years, and we associate it with yang being the sun, yin being the moon, yang being male energy, yin being female energy, but inside the body, it is also yin and yang. Yang is function. It's when your body is functioning at optimal level. Your heart is pumping. Your lungs are breathing. Your digestive tract is moving at optimal pace. Then the yang of your body, which is function, is working optimally. Yin, on the other hand, is all the fluids. Your joints, the hyaluronic fluid in your joints. When you start getting older, you'll exercise. You hear that crack, 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 crack. That's the yin of the body is drying up. It's cool, it's moisture, while yang is energy, force. And to be healthy, you want them in balance. So with Chinese medicine, if you're too yang, if you're in a manic state or you're a little bit over the board, we then give you some wonderful nourishing yin herbs to cool you and calm you down and bring you back to balance. But if you're drying up or your skin is starting to get wrinkled, or you're feeling the joints getting tight or stiff, then we give you some nourishing yin herbs to those particular joints. And it's all bringing the body back to a wonderful balance of homeostasis.
Okay, now this for us indie business owners, Michelle, and you are one as well because you have a very busy practice, and more than one practice, right, because you're an esthetician and you also practice particular forms of Chinese medicine. So, Michelle, tell us how you integrate, in a high-level overview, how do you integrate these kinds of things that you're sharing with us to keep yourself in balance?
Well, I get acupuncture. I have other doctors here working in my clinic, and we have a full Chinese herbal pharmacy here, and I'm a big believer in taking my Chinese herbs.
Okay.
With my younger years after my first child, I got diagnosed with hypothyroidism and was put on medication like everybody else of Synthroid, and through Chinese medicine and Chinese herbs, I've been able to build my body back up and not have to take those medications. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but I believe wholeheartedly in the Chinese herbs.
So if we're just now getting started, how do we find these kinds of practitioners, and how do we know who we can trust, Michelle?
There is a national association called NCCAOM. It's called the National Certification Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine.
They have
a website. Let me say it again.
What's the website address?
It's nccaom.org, I think it is.
And you can find licensed professionals there?
Yes. Or you can call your local school and you can ask them who they would recommend. And usually for such a small community, the students at the school will know who the good acupuncturists are around town.
Okay, good. Wow. Well, when we come back, Michelle, we're going to take our first break, but when we come back, everyone, we're going to be talking with Michelle O'Shaughnessy, the author of this great book, which is called Nourish Your Skin and Body with Traditional Chinese Medicine. We're going to be talking with Michelle about the five elements,
mm-hmm.
and also how we can use those five elements and learn about them to incorporate this kind of yin-yang balance in our bodies that Michelle's talking about. We'll be right back. This is Indie Business Radio. Don't touch that mouse.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Back to Indie Business Radio. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and we are here today actually streaming live from the Indie Business blog. So if you're listening to this later on, the recorded version, you can also go and actually watch the show at indiebusinessblog.com for the entry for today's date, which is December 15th, 2008. Today we are talking to author and Chinese medicine expert and esthetician Michelle O'Shaughnessy. She is the author of Nourish Your Skin and Body with Traditional Chinese Medicine, and she's been sharing with us some of the things that we can do right now today to start restoring balance in our bodies. Now, Michelle, we are indie business owners. We are wearing all the hats in our businesses, and this is definitely one of the most stressful times of the year there is. And so do you have any thoughts or just overall, I guess, mindset suggestions for people who are listening to this and they're like, okay, I've got to go to the health food store and, you know, there's five different kinds of this particular herb that she's recommending to choose from by five different companies. How do I know what to get? I mean, can you help us a little bit with the frame of mind that we need to be in to start taking care of ourselves in a whole different kind of way?
Yes, we have to realize that what we're putting into our body is really going to affect our health in the long run. I know that we as Americans don't feel that what we're eating is that important, but it is a lot. And also, to help you very quickly so they don't have to feel overwhelmed, we can talk about the five elements and how they can just incorporate different foods to help the body and just go grocery shopping tonight to help nourish their family and themselves.
Okay, so we're going to start talking about taking small steps, right? Not anything overwhelming, restock your entire pantry.
Right.
Okay, so let's get started with those five elements then.
Okay, in Chinese medicine, there's five elements. There's wood, water, earth, metal, and fire. Each of those elements are outside in the world, but they're also inside of our body. Chinese medicine is always looking outside and then trying to incorporate those concepts inside of the body. So one of the ideas is the five elements is associated with different organs, it's associated with different season, and it's associated with a different color and even a different emotion. For an example, the wood element, one of my favorite elements, is associated with your liver and gallbladder. And, of course, we all have a liver and gallbladder. So, and this particular element, they say that it is associated with the color green. And out there in nature, all the foods that are green in color help to nourish your liver and gallbladder. That's why if you've read in different magazines, they say eat dandelion because it's good for the liver. Milk thistle is good for the liver. What they're saying is those dark, leafy greens that our grandparents or our mothers used to make for us help to nourish the liver and the gallbladder.
So, Michelle, in my grocery store down the street, does that mean spinach and dark types of lettuce?
It means collard greens. It means kale. It means spinach, broccoli, green beans, dandelion, watercress. All your wonderful salad greens, not the romaine lettuce, the white one, the iceberg. That one doesn't have any meaning, but all the other ones are great for helping to nourish the liver.
So how do we incorporate these? Are we talking a tossed salad, or do we juice them, or how do we get started?
You can eat them raw, or like I do is we steam them. We just make sure that we have one of these somehow in our meal.
Okay, so you're not, do you eat raw kale?
No, I cook it in a soup.
Okay, you cook it in a soup. So you can steam it or you can cook it in a soup.
Right.
So can you put like hot miso, which is so easy to find in the grocery store, and just chop up some kale and add it to it?
Yes, but I want you to add some other stuff to it.
Okay. Do you have to cook it for a while to soften the kale, or I guess if you chop it small?
You do have to. Like if you steam spinach, it's very quickly. If you steam kale or the other ones, you do have to cook it a lot longer.
Okay, all right.
But that's one element. The other element is the fire element, which is for the heart and for your blood. And that organ is associated with the color of red. So all your wonderful red, your tomatoes, your peppers, your beets, all those help to nourish the heart and your blood.
So you put that in your soup, too?
Absolutely. Put those red beets in there. Put some red peppers. Put some beet greens in there. And then for the lungs, the metal element, it's associated with the color white, which is for your lungs and your large intestines. So all your garlic, your onions, your shallots, your parsnips, your rutabagas, your horseradish, all those wonderful white root vegetables help to nourish your lungs. So throw a few bunch of turnips in there. Throw a bunch of garlic and onions.
Okay.
So you got kale, you got some tomatoes, some beets, you got some onions and garlics to help nourish your lungs. And then for your digestion, it's the earth element, that's for your stomach and your pancreas, and it's associated with the color orange. So butternut squash, pumpkin, peaches, papaya, pineapple, mangoes, all those wonderfuls help aid in your digestion and help nourish the pancreas. So throw some butternut squash into the soup, too.
Okay.
And the last element is water. And water is associated with your kidneys, which is a time that we're going into now, starting December 21st. This is water time. This is your kidney time. And the kidneys need to be nourished by dark black vegetables like eggplant, black beans, black rice, prunes, plums, your walnuts, all those wonderful nuts. These are full of those wonderful oils, help to nourish the kidneys. So also some portobello mushrooms. So throw some portobello mushrooms, and you got all the five colors, knowing that you are nourishing all the organs of the body and helping to nourish the body internally.
Now, Michelle, do you cook your food, or do you only eat raw food?
No, I cook. In Chinese medicine, we're not big believers in raw.
And
we believe that the body needs the food to be cooked so that the body can help absorb it. If you're healthy and well and you're strong, eating raw is fine, but if you have poor digestion and you're putting all this cold food into that stomach, it's just going to slow that metabolism down more. You're going to feel colder, you're going to feel weaker, and you're not going to feel very strong.
What about juicing? Do you consider that a raw food?
Juicing in the morning is good. I don't believe in juicing all day long, unless you're doing like maybe a three-day fast or something like that.
And why is that?
Because, again, it's so cold to the temperature of the body, it just slows everything down. We consider that the digestive tracts are like a cauldron, and it has, like, heat underneath it, and you need to put some warming things into it, like cinnamon, ginger, cayenne, all those wonderful herbs, to keep it nice and warm. If you're just throwing cold, damp, cold food in there all the time, you're just slowing down the process.
I see. So, Michelle, tell me this, and the answer may be different, from state to state. Do you happen to know if every state or if most states have some sort of a regulatory body set up that regulates practitioners of Chinese medicine?
There is the national board that does, but most states have their own licensure. In the state of Florida, we cannot practice here unless we pass our national boards, and we are certified by the state of Florida. And most of the states, the only state I know that doesn't, is Mississippi.
So do you recommend that our listeners and viewers in particular states, that one of the things they look for, if they're looking for a Chinese practitioner, is to ask if they've been certified and if they have a license?
Yes.
Okay, because that will probably eliminate a lot of the concerns. Because in all areas, you don't have to have a license from the state to know what you're doing, but it certainly does help consumers to be able to weed out, companies that have taken the time and invested the resources to get a license status from their state. So that's very helpful. Michelle, how do you work with people who are, they're really just starting out? Are there some basic, simple things that we can do to incorporate all these different kinds of food elements into our bodies if we're used to eating a lot of processed foods? Is there like I said, miso soup with five things in it? Is that an example of what someone who, again, is really busy, doesn't have a whole lot of time to get started, but wants to do something, is that an example of something that they could do?
Absolutely. There's another thing, Donna Marie, I don't know if you know, but I also own another company called Healing Herbal Soups.
Okay.
And basically, it was for my patients who didn't have the time to cook or because they were going so much that we basically, my husband's a chef, came up with these soups that help nourish the body internally, don't have any gluten, don't have any soy or any of the or preservatives, and all they have to do is thaw it up and heat it up.
I did see that. I didn't realize that your husband was a chef, though. That's exciting that you guys can work together on this.
Yeah, we're it's a wonderful compliment. I give him all these yucky Chinese herbs, and he has to make them taste good.
So where can we get those soups? Are they actual finished products or recipes or both?
They're, well, inside the book, if they would like to cook them themselves, all the recipes are inside the book.
Okay. And then,
but if they don't have the time, they can go to www.healingherbalsoups.com.
Okay.
And the soups are already frozen, pre-made. You have 4 servings in each container, and we ship them all over the United States.
So, Michelle, do you work with people who are also interested in a weight loss regime using some of your healing soups and some of your Chinese herbal suggestions?
Yes, I have many patients that come to me for weight loss.
That happens quite a bit.
Yes, some of them want to come in and just want a magic pill, or they just hope that acupuncture is going to do the trick. We use acupuncture as an adjunct in Chinese herbs if they're already trying to follow a good nutritional meal or diet along with exercise.
Because you can't, well, correct me if I'm wrong, acupuncture and I guess eating the right foods can be helpful, but in and of itself it's not going to be enough.
Or eating the right foods may not be enough. If you have a slow metabolism or if you just have a lot of weight to lose, then we can put some Chinese herbs in there and maybe some of the different soups to help rev up your metabolism.
It's interesting that you said a minute ago that people are coming in for a quick fix. Tell me what you mean by that and where you think that kind of mentality comes from.
Oh, I think of it. We're a very fast culture. We want everything fast and we want a quick. So you go to fast food places and fast internet. But I had a lady call up one time, and she was over 350 pounds. And she called and said, can acupuncture help her lose weight? And I said, yes. And I said, are you following a diet? She said, no. And I said, are you exercising? And she said, no. And I said, well, it's not a cure-all. It's part of a whole regime of trying to change your lifestyle and so forth. The acupuncture could help rev up the energy of the body, bring the body back to balance, but it isn't going to help you completely lose 250 pounds without even trying other things. There's a reason why you're at that weight.
Interesting, too, because you don't really even have to be overweight to experience the kind of feeling that you described at the beginning of our show today, right? Feeling like you can't get up without 4 or 5 cups of coffee.
That's the chi of the body is low, so we can if that's her particular issue, or we need to a little bit maybe diuretic herbs to help drain some of that, we call that dampness, some of that fat, and get the lymph system moving.
So do you have, do you work with people in your office that help people do that?
Yes. We do a lot of weight loss. I think 30% of our patients are for weight loss.
And what's the rest of it? I'm curious to know what other types of people are coming in for Chinese medicine help.
Most of them, when they first think about us, they think about for pain. We're usually the last resort. They've gone to their doctor, they've gone to the pain medicine or the medications, they've gone to the chiropractor, and their back is still hurting, their shoulder's still hurting, mm-hmm. and they come to us and say, well, nothing's helped, what can you do? And Chinese medicine is great in helping with pain.
What about smoking? Do you find a lot of people coming in that are addicted to nicotine that get help through your programs?
We do the ear seeds in the ear for that particular issue. And again, in that particular case, they have to want to quit because we'll put the ear seeds in, which are these little seeds into different points on the ear to stop the sensation of smoking. And if they pick up a cigarette, it will make them want to throw up. It'll make them feel sick. And sometimes they'll just pull the ear seeds out and say, to heck with it.
So are those the acupuncture needles, or what exactly is an ear seed? What does it look like?
An ear seed is a little millet seed. It's a little black seed that we put a piece of tape over because we want you to wear it in your ear for over a week.
Okay.
And we put them on different points, like the lung issue, the kidneys, stop smoking issue, the mouth, the sympathetic nervous system. We put them on different points, so along the week you can be pushing them to help calm you down, to help stop the sensation of wanting to smoke.
Okay. And Michelle, why do you think that there's not a lot of consistent information available to the public about some of the things that you're talking about sharing with us on today's show?
I think it's still a new concept. I think it's exciting that a lot of people are wanting to learn more about it. So I think we're at the brink of people really wanting to change their lifestyles, and we know we're living longer. We know that we want to live healthier, and we know that Western medicine, all these medications, aren't always the answer.
Right, right. So we kind of have to empower ourselves, because there's not a lot of information about this in the mainstream media.
No, and there's not that many books. That's basically, I wrote the book was because even when I was looking, there were different books about different things, but there wasn't really just one book to just give me a little overview, introduction to help me understand the other bigger books. They were very complicated, and I was like, so then I had to keep on backtracking, trying to get to just the basics.
Right, right. Well, we're going to come back after our final break. We're talking with Michelle O'Shaughnessy. She is an esthetician as well as a licensed Chinese herbal medicine practitioner. She's joining us from her offices in Orlando, Florida. And when we come back for our final segment, Michelle is going to share with us some of her thoughts and tips and real proactive things that we can do as indie business owners to address some of the common problems and challenges that we have as the people that are wearing all the hats and doing pretty much all the things in our businesses. This is Indie Business Radio. I'm your host, Donna Maria. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Back to Indie Business Radio. We're here with our last segment for you today. We're talking with author Michelle O'Shaughnessy. She is also, in addition to being an author, an expert in Chinese medicine, and she's also an independent business owner herself. So she can relate to some of the challenges that we all feel being stressed out over the holidays, and even more than that, just constantly under the pressure that's involved in starting, owning, and managing a successful small business. So, Michelle, you know, one of the things I read about in the media a lot today, and of course, I think I experienced this personally myself and many of my indie business owner friends do, and that is how difficult it is to get enough sleep these days. What are some of your recommendations that incorporate Chinese herbal medicine, some of the things we're talking about today, to help us as business owners to be able to get the kind of rest we need to not only run our businesses, but also manage our homes and do everything else that's involved in living our daily lives?
That's a very big, good question, Donna Maria. A lot of Americans are not sleeping, and it's a major problem. And they're going on the Ambien, they're going on the different sleeping pills, thinking that that's going to help, and it doesn't really help that much. If you are not able, there's two different things in Chinese medicine that we're looking for if you can't sleep. We're first looking for if you have a hard time going to sleep. If you can't seem to turn off your mind and get it to shut down so that you can rest and rejuvenate during the nighttime. Or is your problem that you can go to sleep, but you can't seem to stay asleep? If you're having a hard time going to sleep, then there's some wonderful herbs that you can buy at the health food store or in a tea form, which I give to some of my patients. One of them is called Passion Flower, which is a lovely tea that they can drink before they go to bed that just gets the mind to slow down. I know they have all the things in their mind. They're worried about their books. They're worried about the bills. They're worried about getting their orders out, and they sometimes can't seem to turn it off. Passion Flower seems to just get the mind to start slowly getting into a restful state without making you sleepy or droggy if you really need to work. Another one, if you're really having a hard time and Passion Flower does not do the trick for you, there's Kava Kava, K-A-V-A, K-A-V-A, that just helps to slow you down. The other thing is if you cannot stay asleep, then that's a different issue. Each organ has their own time that they are the most exuberant. So if we're looking at different times, if you say to me, Dr. O'Shaughnessy, I seem to wake up every night between 1 and 3. That's liver time. So in that particular case, I would ask you, are you stressful? Is something worrying you? And then I would tell you, have a cup of hot water with lemon, which would help soothe the liver at that time. Maybe a tablespoon of flaxseed oil. Or so forth, because that liver is telling you at that particular time that he's not a happy camper, and he wants you to nourish him with your green vegetables or by taking some Chinese herbs to help get him nourished and feeling good.
So, Michelle, let's back up for a second to going to sleep. Passion Flower and Kava Kava, are these available in, like, tea form?
Both of them are available in tea form, which is wonderful. Passion Flower tastes great. Sometimes they have in a tincture, and they mix it, passion flower with valerian, which is beautiful. It's a very homeopathic remedy that just calms the mind down.
And I was going to ask about that, the valerian, because I've heard about the valerian root, right?
Right. And they usually, in homeopathic medicine, they mix those two together.
So I know we can't diagnose, and all the information you're providing on this show, of course, is for information only. We're not...
Right.
Telling people what to do, or just, you know, these are just tips to kind of help you get started and have some questions that you can ask a licensed practitioner in your state. So is Kava Kava generally, Michelle, you said if Passion Flower doesn't work, then you might try Kava Kava. Is that stronger?
It is stronger. It really helps to knock you out without being a sleeping pill.
So it's interesting, too, because you also, as you talked about with smoking, you not only need to take the or internally ingest what you're discussing here, but you also kind of have to have a mindset. I mean, it doesn't help to take the cup of tea before bedtime if you also watch the news before you go to sleep.
Absolutely. Please don't fill your minds with terrible thoughts and worries about what's going on, especially what's going on in our culture right now or our society with all the businesses going under. I try to read something uplifting before I go to bed and spend a few minutes reading, and then I try to go to sleep.
Okay. So how often, generally speaking, do people, not how often, but how much before you're going to bedtime do you drink a cup of Kava Kava tea, for example?
About an hour or two before you go to bed.
Okay.
And then basically start winding down, start breathing, start... trying to close down. Don't have a lot of stimuli going. Don't be on your computer trying to fax, do this, do the other, and then try, in 2 minutes, try to think you're going to go to sleep.
Because it really is tough to do that. I mean, I've done that before. Just, you know, in really busy, stressful times in my business, I've worked till, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I lay down, and I find that, you know, my mind is going so fast that
right.
I literally have to... sometimes actually turn on the TV to calm my mind down, to get my mind off of the thing that was engaging me for hours on end.
Then you're listening to an old movie or something like that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's almost, sometimes it's just whatever's on. I mean, you know, it could be almost anything, but it gets my mind off of what I've been doing. But what you're saying is it ultimately turns out to be counterproductive, because the best thing to do during that time is to do some stretching maybe, or as you said, read something soothing and relaxing, maybe a spiritual journal or something like that, to kind of take my mind completely off of anything that's not restful.
Sometimes I tell my patients if they're having a hard time sleeping, it's because they're worried and stressed, that before they go to bed, to write 10 things that they're grateful for. So then they're at least falling asleep on a good, positive note.
That's a good suggestion. And, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because we all are familiar now, more so than ever, with studies that suggest and actually show, because they've been conducted over long periods of time, that having an attitude that is grateful and thankful actually does, it changes the course of your life, because it changes your outlook.
Yes.
So there are some mental things that we need to do in order to prepare ourselves for the Chinese medicine things that you're suggesting we implement. Before they can work, we kind of have to go into it with the right mindset.
The mindset that I want to start taking control of my own health, that I want to feel better, I want to look better, and God is giving me all these wonderful tools out there, and how can I use those tools for my benefit?
Now, in addition to sleep, Michelle, we indie business owners also struggle with stress, and I know those two things are related, but they're actually a little bit different, you say, and how is that? How can we, minimize stress, because we can't get rid of it entirely no matter what we do. But how do you, as a small business owner, I mean, you're running a practice, you have other practitioners in your office that you have to keep up with, you have books to keep up with, clients to keep up with, and they have a lot of problems, right? So you're in a high-stress environment all day long. How do you, take that stress and essentially unload it from yourself?
But there's a wonderful Chinese formula that we especially took during our finals, before we passed our boards, that basically just helps to take the edge off so that you're not so frustrated and stressed out. If I say it over the radio station, you're not going to understand it. So, but if they can go to any practitioner and they sell it, it's a wonderful Chinese herb, and it just helps to make you feel better.
Now, is the reason we wouldn't understand it because it's hard to pronounce or spell?
Well, I can try. It's called Xiaoyawan, which is X-I-A-O, and then Y-A-O-W-A-N. It's called Xiaoyawan, or sometimes in some of the Chinese stores, they call it Free and Easy Wanderer.
Okay, let me make sure I got the spelling right. X-I-A-O-Y-A-O-W-A-N.
Yes, Xiaoyawan. And then Yao, and then Wan means tea or tincture.
And what's it also known as?
Free and easy wanderer.
Okay, is that the name of an herb or is that the brand name?
It's a formula. In Chinese medicine, it's different from Western herbs. In Western herbs, we usually prescribe one herb. You have a cold coming on, take your echinacea. You can't sleep, take some chamomile. In Chinese medicine, we take a few different herbs of different groups, kind of make a symphony. And this particular one is great if you're just feeling like, oh my gosh, stressed out. It just calms you down without making you tired. And my family is very thankful for it during my boards and before I opened my clinic when I was all stressed out.
Now, do you have young people in your family or even children that use some of the things that you're talking about on today's show?
Oh, yes, it's very cute. I have two boys. I have a 13-year-old and I have a 19-year-old. And whenever they get a cold or something, they take a very common formula that we give that helps knock the cold out, which is Chinese herbs. And all their friends, their friends will get a cold and they'll say, oh, you need a yin chao, it will take it out. And even my husband tells chef friends all the time, and a lot of them are on the Chinese herbs. So my children have been raised taking Chinese herbs, and sometimes they like it, sometimes they don't.
Because of the taste?
Well, if it's in a pill form, they don't mind it, but if I have to brew a tincture or something, they can not taste so good.
Well, it can't taste much worse than some of the over-the-counter stuff we give our kids.
This is true.
That stuff is pretty brutal. And even if it's not, they think it is. So six in one hand, half a dozen in the other, I guess.
But they, because they've been raised on Chinese medicine, they're always healthy. They never miss a day of school, and they get sometimes upset about that. Why can't I be sick?
Oh, no.
And so
they'll appreciate that as they get a little bit older.
I think, yes, they're starting to.
So, Michelle, you know, one of the things, we've already talked a little bit about sort of fitness and weight loss. Let's talk in our last few minutes about skincare, because you are a licensed esthetician as well. So, of course, we always know that, you know, what goes into our bodies, whether it's a food item or any kind of thing that we see with our eyes or anything like that, these things go into our bodies, and then oftentimes the first place they manifest themselves as contrary to health and well-being is in our skin.
Yes.
So where can we start there with Chinese medicine? Are there some externally applied things? So we've been talking about internal things up to this point. Are there some external things that we can do to help improve the condition of our skin?
First of all, yes, there's some wonderful products out there. I'm definitely an advocate for organic products or ones that don't use parabens or phthalates or any of those petroleum jelly derivatives.
Huh?
But just cleaning your face, putting a moisturizer on, getting some good sleep. One of the first thing if you're trying to get rid of the frowns and the fine lines and the wrinkles is don't frown. Keep a smile on your face. Definitely works a lot better. But in Chinese medicine, again, your face is a reflection of what's going on internally. And I try to say in my book, if you're having acne in this particular area, or if you're having eczema or psoriasis or whatever, look at the different, where it's at on your face, and then look in my book to see what organ is being affected. Because it's just manifesting, and your organ is saying there's something not happy or not happy with something. For example, if you have breakout right beside your mouth, and between your eye and your mouth and that line coming down, that's the stomach channel. And the stomach is saying either you ate something too acidy or something too hot and spicy, and he's upset, and a breakout will happen on your face.
And you also have some tips in your book that we can use to actually, like, look at our tongue.
Yes. The tongue is a wonderful, and I try to teach people to look at their tongue every day. It can be a good diagnostic tool to let you know. It's not a Bible. It's not etched in stone, but it's a good guideline to look and say.
And you clean your tongue and then you look at it, or do you just look at it after a certain number of hours?
You can clean your tongue, look at it. The changes are not going to change that much if you try to scrape your tongue. It's still going to be. We're looking at the size of the tongue, we're looking at the color of the tongue, we're looking at the coating of the tongue, and each of the different organs are present on the tongue.
So we have a minute or so left. Are we looking for in terms of color?
Basically, a good color is a nice pale red.
Okay.
We don't want it too red because too much heat in the body. The body's exuberant. We need to give them some yin herbs to help nourish it down. We don't want it too pale, because that means the yang of the body is not functioning properly. You're trying to have a hard time getting up. Or it could be swollen, and that means you're eating a lot of dairy foods, a lot of heavy foods that are just slugging down your digestive, your lymphatic system, and things aren't metabolizing well.
How do you tell if your tongue is swollen? For example, if you look at it now and it looks no different from the way it did in the last 5 years.
You can tell if it's swollen if it fits bigger in your mouth and if the sides are scalloped. If you see little scallop lines on the sides, that means that the tongue is swollen and it's too big for the mouth.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting. And you've got some really good pictures of different people's tongues in your book that we can kind of look at for comparison purposes. I found that really interesting.
And there's a chart there that they can look at the different areas.
Right. Well, this is fascinating, Michelle. I'm really excited that you shared some really valuable information with us on Indie Business Radio today. I want you to take a look at this book so you can know what it looks like on your bookstore shelf or at Amazon. It's called Nourish Your Skin and Body with Traditional Chinese Medicine. And the author is Michelle O'Shaughnessy. She is a practitioner in Orlando, Florida. So if you're actually in Orlando, Florida, you can look her up. How can we find you online, Michelle, and also if we are in Florida?
You can find me at www.aesthetic.com. And the soups, again, are at www.healing.herbalsoups.com.
Okay, Michelle, I'm going to ask you one more time to give me the esthetician address.
It's aestheticacupuncturclinic.com. But okay. I want them to know that aesthetic is spelled with an A-E-S.
Okay, aestheticacupuncturclinic.com, and that's how we can get in touch with you for more information. And, of course, I know your book is available on Amazon, and we can also get it at your website. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited to have you on the show today. Next week, you guys, I'm really excited to bring you another great guest. We have Anthony Quinones. And just as a preview, you can check him out at repackagingiseverything.com. He is the owner of Repackaging is Everything, Secrets to Delivering Money-Making Content. And this guy is a whiz at helping you, whatever your area of expertise is, putting together a quote-unquote package of your expertise and making it available to your customers. So he can help anyone with an area of expertise take that expertise and package it up in a way that helps other people while also generating income for your business. And he tells me that anyone can do this, no matter what business you're in, whether you're a service provider or you sell products. So we're going to be talking with him about that next week on Indie Business Radio. I think that's Monday, December the 21st, just a few days before Christmas. Actually, it's the 22nd, I think, Monday, December 22nd. So we'll look forward to seeing you then right here on Indie Business Radio. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.